as Massachusetts Democratic State Senator Adam Hines comes to the end of his first term representing the Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, and Hamden district, he'll face a primary opponent from Lee Selectman Thomas Wickham. Wickham is a self-employed carpenter who served on the Lee Select Board for 5 years. Wickham has spent more than a decade on the Lee Planning Board in a variety of roles, including chair, and he's also been the chair of the Energy Committee for 6 years. Wickham has been a delegate to the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission. He spoke to WAMC about his plans to challenge Hines September 4th.
About 10 years ago, I got a tax bill, and I was kind of mad, and I was understanding, why are things like this? And I needed to understand it. And I thought my best spot would probably start at the planning board level and try and learn it all. Learn the planning board part of it, the selectman part of it, how towns run, municipalities, where the money goes, how we're spending it, what percentage of the budget is for health care and school. And in the last 10 years, I've really studied as hard as I could for the people to understand it so I can keep, you know, taxes down, property taxes down, and not spend our tax dollars, you know, freely. One example would be at the Energy Committee. We negotiated electrical contracts for the municipality. So by negotiating with them, every penny on our tax rate was $27,000. So if you're arguing over a half a penny or 0.8 of a penny, which I did, and I got them to come down 0.8 of a cent, that saved the town $24,000, 0.8 of a penny. On the electrical side. So it's worth arguing for because Eversource only owns the lines. They don't own the electricity that goes into the lines. You can buy the electricity from multiple companies. So it's good to negotiate. So in other words, have somebody that's negotiating that's looking at this instead of just taking the default rate from Eversource, which is always high.
Do you feel like Adam Hines, the incumbent, has addressed these issues satisfactorily?
Adam Hines seems to me to be a little new to all this. I think he's trying as best he can. I know that I have extensive knowledge on how the grid works and electricity and all forms of green energy. I have a lot of years' experience at it. I'm not sure if my platform and Adam Hines' platform is probably the same. I really would like to work on infrastructure in our area. I think our secondary roads need attention, and we're falling behind. As a selectman, I can tell you at a half a million or more a mile and 71 miles of roads in Lee, it's quite an expensive proposition to fix our roads, and I can't put that burden on the taxpayer. I'd like to see the state start helping us on this.
So what's your strategy to reach out to voters in Berkshire County?
Well, strategy be, I think that couple of things are going on. I think Spectrum Cable needs to be more regulated. I think what they're doing to us is criminal, or not criminal, but it's not morally right. I think they're just charging us more and more or less and less service, and they're dictating what we can buy, where I thought they were more regulated and we could choose. I'd also like to pick on Eversource. I think some of their rates that they charge us and that they actually, and their billing that they submit to the Department of Public Utilities seems to drive our costs up. And it's not so much the electrical side, it's the demand side. I think the demand side of their bill needs to be looked at. So I think I'm trying to fight for us against these big corporations. I know this is hard. I wouldn't fight them in the court system. I would rather fight them in public opinion. And I think if the public raises up and says, you're not doing a good job for us, they'll start to listen.
So you're primarily based in South County. What are your relationships like across the larger spread of the geographic and political territory that you'll be covering should you become state senator?
Right. There's 52 communities in here, Franklin, Hampden, Hampshire. As a carpenter, I've worked all over the area. I think the only place I really haven't worked in is Hamden County. I've worked as far as Williamstown, North Adams. There's places up there that I've built. I know people from Williamstown to Mount Washington, all the way over to Middlefield into East Hampton. I've actually worked with them. So I know the county very well myself. As far as my name, I'm not trying to get my name out there and everything else. I'm hoping that my track record and my experience will click with people, saying that I've been doing this from the heart and trying to help people, especially the people that can't help themselves or talk for themselves on the lower end. They need defending, and I've always defended them, and I will continue to defend them. If you're charging too much to the lower end, people that can't really afford it, these type of regulations that we're passing, we need to change this. We need to help them along. I really care about the people that are at that poverty level. It's very hard.
Who are the key political allies that you can point to as you begin this process of building these relationships across the political coverage area that you'll be dealing with?
Well, I mean, I know the state reps, all of them. I would like to, you know, work together as a unit, one big unit from Western Mass. The five of us would be great. That's what I would do. If we were all on the same page and we fought as a cohesive unit for Western Mass, maybe we could get some more recognition out here. They seem to, sometimes in Boston, I think they forget that Massachusetts doesn't end at Springfield. There's more to Massachusetts beyond Springfield. And I think if we are a big cohesive unit, which I would work as a team with everybody on that, I'm a big believer in a good teamwork, I think we can help Berkshire County as a whole. Berkshire, Franklin, Hampshire County, all of us out here. Small towns. I have small town experience. And most of those communities are small compared to Pittsfield, North Adams, Barrington, Adams.
Are you going to have an opportunity to debate or have interactions with Mr. Hines before the election?
I would love to debate Mr. Hines. That would be fine with me. I have no idea if he would like to. What I'm trying to do now is just go out and speak at pancake breakfasts and maybe church dinners, and just go out and meet the people and talk to them about the issues that affect them. I think the main issue with most people out there is spectrum these days. People are really frustrated with them.